A Christian evolutionist, but can it be? Answers with Ken Ham, one of the writers for our biblical worldview magazine called Answers. We come across many Christians who claim they can believe in both evolution and the Bible. But whenever I have a person confront me about this, I point out how inconsistent it is to hold our Christian doctrines but not believe in literal Genesis. You see, the Apostle Paul quoted from Genesis as literal history in order to establish the doctrine of sin and why Jesus died on the cross. And in fact, Jesus Christ himself in Matthew quotes from Genesis chapters 1 and 2 when teaching about the doctrine of marriage, one man for one woman. If the first 11 chapters of Genesis aren't literally true, actually, all of our Christian doctrine would be founded on myth or allegory. And so anyone could determine what meaning they wanted for any doctrine, like sin or marriage. There'd be no absolutes. Truth would be just relative. But can Christians believe in evolution? To accept evolution is to destroy the foundation of Christian doctrines, which have their origins in the literal events of Genesis.
This year is Darwin's 200th birthday, and Ken Ham has just released a new DVD that looks at the awful consequences of his thinking. For your donation of any amount today, we'll send this great DVD by Ken right in the mail to you. Call our nonprofit ministry toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.